Welcome to Watch What Crap In's Big Brother. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. And that other guy right over there, that's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com.
Hi.
Ooh, you look like you're having a fantastic time over there in that, that beautiful garden that you seem to have in your apartment.
Yeah, trees. Trees, guys.
For those of you tuning in, you're like, wait, I thought you guys were called the TV Click Big Brother. Well, we were, but we're not expert branders. And we decided to just put everything under the Watch for Crappens umbrella. So we like the TV Click name, and maybe we'll incorporate it in something else, in some like minor element. But for right now, we're all just Watch for Crappens, Big Brother style.
So, yeah, that's easy. We don't have to get a new Facebook page and all that crap.
Yeah, that's basically it. We just didn't want to have to like start up all our new things. Really quickly, Ronnie is at Trash Talk TV on Instagram. I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram, Twitter, and on Vine, and follow us there, and enjoy us.
Yeah, we're here to talk... Ben's doing really good photo caps of Big Brother on his website, B-Side Blog, and I'm doing like kind of redub video recaps on my website, TrashTalkTV.com. So come on over, guys.
Yeah, but we're gonna get to Big Brother right now, and we, by the way, want to give a shout out to whoever the YouTube commenter was who said, you know, you guys spent 2 minutes talking about yourself. You should rename this podcast "Talking About Ourselves." All about me.
All about me. Well, if I thought anybody would watch that, I would rename it "All About Me," and I'd just be like, you know what I did today? Nothing. Let's talk about it. My back hurts from sleeping too much. How about you guys?
All right, so we are now, of course, talking about ourselves, but let's talk about Big Brother. We just finished, is it week 5 that we just finished?
Week 5!
Whoa! Another good week, another great season. We're happy, are we not, Ronnie?
Yeah, they're keeping it rolling along. I thought it was going to be dead after they got rid of the biggest douchebags of the house, but
yeah,
it's not at all. It just keeps steaming right along, and watching Erin try to pretend she's a nice, not a racist is probably one of my favorite things on TV right now.
I agree. I think that is like my favorite thing of all time, at least for this summer, because she's, by the way, a raging racist.
Raging. She's terrible. And I love that she keeps saying over and over, like, well, I've been nice for the past few weeks. Yeah. I haven't been negative lately. I mean, maybe I'm negative, but I haven't been negative lately. It's like, you're a horrible human being. That lives forever.
It's like Hitler being like, well, I mean, you know, I killed 6 million Jews, but I haven't done it in like 6 months, so I should get some credit for that, right? Yeah.
I could have killed 12 million Jews. I mean, that's how many there were. I mean, I stopped at 6, so.
Yeah, I was listening to some other podcast, and this guy on it, he was a comedian, and he was trying to say like, well, you know, Hitler was a terrible person, and he killed all these people, but you know, there is a chance he could have killed someone who, had they been left alive, would have gone on to rule the entire world and would have been a terrible person. So you never know. And I'm like, I feel like this would be like, that's like Aaron's like mentality. It's like, well, I don't want to be a racist, but if we get rid of all the blacks and Jews and gays, we might be getting rid of someone who could be really bad for society.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe I made a black person cry, but at least they're in the bathroom crying instead of out there on the street robbing somebody.
Yeah. She's doing her good deeds.
She's such a dumb bitch.
She is dumb. So I thought this week, this was Judd's week. We all thought it was going to be a little dull because it's Judd. He doesn't really do much. And, you know, in the beginning of the season, there was a little bit more tension going on in the house. It seems to have quieted down. But here we are, and right after the latest eviction episode, I feel like the tension is still very strong.
It is because they all hate each other, which is just so fun. And then they've got a couple wild cards in there. Like, Alyssa's in there, and she's kind of led us to believe that she's nice, but then a couple of things have happened that we think, but maybe she's not nice, and that's awesome because she's going to be, like, so great to watch. Yeah. The best thing on reality shows, and I've said this on our Bravo podcast a million times, but it's always like a little flower. Like, there's a little seed planted at the very beginning, and then you just watch people turn horrible. Like, you see the worst sides of them, and they bloom into a beautiful bitch flower. And I really think that Alyssa's got some potential.
Alyssa showed a lot of bitch potential this week, because I was always, like, Team Alyssa. She was, like, my number one. But I think the first thing was when she started making fun of Amanda's bathing suit, right?
Okay, the best line of the whole week for me was, "You wear a one piece? Who are you?"
Who are you? Thanks for asking.
I don't know you anymore. Who are you?
Like, I wouldn't wear that on TV. Like, I don't know. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm, like, not obsessed with the One Piece. I mean, even as a joke, thanks. No.
Like, that girl has been on the block every week. That girl is, like, sisters to one of the most hated and slash loved, I guess, people of all time. And the thing she chooses to take a stand on is a One Piece bathing suit. Yeah. Like, she has not taken a stand on anything ever that we've known in over a month. And suddenly, like, a One Piece bathing suit, she won't shut the fuck up for the whole hour.
I know. Well, I think she was just I think the fact that she wasn't MVP somehow that, like, shook out all the bitch seeds that were in her that were, like, ready to be, like, they need to be like a few inches deeper in the soil for them to flower, and, like, the MVP thing, like, shook them in deeper in the soil, and now we're getting the first sprouts, you know? Because not only, well, I loved, first of all, when she didn't have MVP and she didn't know what to do about it, so she walked into the room and she was like, I have nothing. No, I've got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
And yeah, she was acting like she had some huge secret, and Amanda called her out on it and asked her, like, what the fuck? You're acting like you have some secret. I think it's just one of those faces, like, when you've had work done, like, you just don't know what she's thinking, you know? Yeah. Like, her blank, like, you get used to the face, so when you see something like that, you're like, what's happening? But she's like the queen of...
She's like, I have nothing to say, but thanks for asking. That's my favorite quote of hers from, like, last week when she said to Jen, thanks for asking.
Well, that girl's...
Have a great time. Thanks for asking.
Well, that whole bathing suit drama really got kind of ugly because Alyssa was saying, I wouldn't wear a One Piece, and then Amanda puts on her One Piece, which Amanda has a bikini, right? She's been in it before. But anyway, yeah. She was in her little One Piece trying to make a dominatrix outfit, and Alyssa wouldn't stop, so she just kept saying, a One Piece, and then she's like, yeah, maybe I'll let him eat some cream off my thigh, and Alyssa was like, that's disgusting. I mean, no offense, but seriously, gross, I'm gonna barf. I mean, no offense, but disgusting.
I mean, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but that's seriously disgusting. No thanks.
I saw one time a tiger eat a baby, and then it threw it up, and then it licked all the pieces back up, and that was less disgusting than eating something off your thigh. No offense.
No offense, but at least that tiger was wearing a bikini and not a One Piece. And it was a tiger print bikini, so it actually didn't even look like there was a bikini there at all. Thanks. I was like, thanks, tiger.
That tiger was hairy all over his body, and it was still less disgusting than the thought of somebody eating something off your thigh. Not bad.
No offense. I don't mean to be mean, but your thighs are, like, huge, and I hate them. No offense.
It's like watching somebody eat a piece of ham off of a tub of cottage cheese. No offense.
It's like watching Cheese Whiz being put on an old tire. No offense.
I love when we let those go too long and just what,
we just started. We just started. What are you talking about?
Cheese Whiz on like, the
top. It's like watching someone put whipped cream on an armadillo that you see on the side of the road. Thanks, no offense.
Well, I still love her. And Amanda, okay, Amanda's very, very manipulative. And I said this last week, and I'll say it again. All you have to do to know what a bitch she is to look at the look on her terrified father's face when he says, Amanda gets whatever she wants. Because that is so true. And she's so... Okay, she starts the episode like, well, if Alyssa doesn't have MVP, then she's no use to me. Oh, fuck it, I'll just vote her off. Like, who cares? She's stupid. And then this bathing suit drama happens, and she's like, oh, my God. She was like my best friend. I worked so hard to keep her in this house. And cry. I know I'm not skinny, but that was just mean and hateful. She knows that was being mean and hateful, right? Alyssa wasn't calling her, like, fat. She wasn't saying, like, your body is disgusting. That's why I don't want to eat watch somebody eat off of it. It was that she's trying to pretend that she wasn't, like, a porn, you know, like an internet porn star a year ago or whatever before she got her yoga license. Like, she's trying to pretend she's a Christian, right?
Right. Well, what I liked about this bathing suit drama was that there was a drama attached to it. You know, this is why you know it's a good season of Big Brother. Because if it was like 2 years ago, there would have been a bathing suit fashion show and someone may have said something and then that would have been it. But because this is like a good season, the bathing suit scene that you think is like a fun, like, oh, here's a human interest part, like that's like a goofy like segment, then turns into a drama with someone crying in the bathroom stall. That's what I love. That's a good season.
Yeah, because she's fat. No one called you fat. Like, get over yourself. Like, you're like pepper. Like, you're meaty for sure. Like, you're mannish.
You're a little thick. A little thick.
You possibly got some nuts dropping out of you in that one piece, but you're not fat.
You're not fat. You're sort of like, you know, you got like an hourglass figure, assuming that you have one of those modern hourglasses that look like this, you know. You sort of have a glass figure, like a general like Target. You have a Starbucks figure. You know, it's perfectly natural, you know, a little big boned.
Big dude. Don't feel bad. Just stand next to Helen.
Yeah.
I wish I had more
props here. I'm like, stand next to Gina Marie. This is my Gina Marie wig. This is when I wear this, I'm being Gina Marie.
Where's Nick? Yo, this is a shout out to all my New Yorkers and my New Jerseyans. Yo, holla, y'all like little cockroaches. Holla. I love all of yous. All of yous little cockroaches. What is that?
This is disgusting that I've even got this on my head because my dog is so prison raped this thing. Gross.
But wait,
a dog's penis on my bald spot. That was Gina Marie, that big puff of hair on it.
So wait, why don't we dial back to Sunday night's episode? Okay, so let's see. Okay. Do we remember anything that happened on Sunday night's episode? Oh,
that was the frozen yogurt, which stupid Gina Marie kept calling Fromo. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's like a frozen gay guy. It's probably how Nick is on his couch while he watches her. Like, frozen Mo. Like, don't ever let her get a big kid. Please.
If I stay super still, she'll never see me. She's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Maybe she'll think I'm just a shadow.
She has the, I don't know, but she, Gina Marie, it's a shame.
You're
because,
like,
you know,
no, don't bother.
You know, here's the thing, Nick really, I think he finally saw what he missed out on, which is her superior oral skills, which she executed onto the frozen yogurt machine. How do I show the gift that I made on this?
You made a gift? Oh my gosh.
I made a gift.
I'm so excited. You have to go to, screen share, and then it'll let you pick like a.
Okay, I'm
because I've got like just a general picture of her that Miss Cleo gave.
I made a GIF, and I'm gonna try to show it right now. Here's the thing: my computer has about as much functionality as Gina Marie's brain, so it goes very slowly.
Do you watch a lot of this on your computer? You have a lot of that going on.
How are you able to, is this just a still
isn't
image?
That disgusting? So thank you, Miss Cleo, for sending that to me because my damn DVR didn't even get that.
Wait,
I had to
wait,
watch
how did
that
you,
bullshit on the internet. Oh, just press still... to the left. You see where all that menu stuff is? Okay, guys, here's a tutorial on how to use Google Hangouts. on the left there, under chat, there's something called screen share. Click that, and then it'll show you all the different windows open on your screen, and just click what you want, and it'll show it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me open up my Gina Marie Froyo GIF.
In the meantime, while you're working on that, I will show you guys one of my favorite looks of Julie Chen was tonight's look, this hair. I just think this hair is amazing.
I loved it. It's sort of cone-heady, but I liked it.
Well, it reminded, you know, Julie, I think she's very nice and everything, but she's always bugged me because I feel like she can't read a cue card, and it's been like 10 years, and it's hard sometimes to not get annoyed with her. But tonight she really made me fall in love because she looks like my favorite TV character of all time, Patsy, from Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I thought it was going to be someone from like the Jetsons. She's sort of had like a vintage thing going on.
Every time I see that Ivana hair, I'm like, oh my God, it's Patsy! Wouldn't that be amazing if it was just Patsy in Julie Chen's position?
All right, I'm going to try to share this GIF now. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if I can... Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry, everyone. This is a really professional recap.
Hey, guys, we're totally pro.
If you guys still... How about this, Ronnie? While I try to figure it out, why don't you go see if there are any questions on the Facebook?
Well, okay. I'm there right now. Ooh, Lisa Pierce has got a bottle of wine. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. She's going to be a 100-comment thread.
Ah! Yeah.
have a bottle of champs. Thank you, Heather. No. Speaking of Absolutely Fabulous, Heather from Real Housewives of Orange County, F you with your champs. It's not champs, it's champagne, stunning.
Yes, get the champs,
sweetie. Come on, dummy. It's not champs.
Thank you.
Heather's trying to make something. Don't let her make it.
Yeah.
Don't you have this in the audio version? Yes, we will make an audio version tomorrow. So far, Amanda is a pre-op tranny.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff is being groomed as Julie's replacement. Oh, God, Jeff... You know what? Jeff would be a good replacement. Jeff Schroeder would be a good replacement for Julie if she ever left the show, because he's another one who can't read a goddamn cue card, and he does it every day. They use him on those after shows, and he's like, yo, what up? It's me, Jeff. Someone got kicked off. And he'll be like, so you got kicked off, right? How you feel? Right? I know, right? That's them's the cards. I'm like, shut up. Who let him on there?
Hey, can you see my GIF now? I think I'm sharing it.
Oh, I was looking at Facebook. Speak again so it moves the camera back to you.
Here's the GIF of Gina Marie downing the frozen yogurt. Can you see that? Is it working? You seem like in shock.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Well, every time I speak... Oh, and it killed his fucking computer. Do you like that? Do you like how this worked? All right. So let's hope that fool comes back on. He's going to have to restart his computer now. You know what? So let's just stop the whole damn show because technology is lame. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read some more of your Facebook comments while we wait for Ben to come back. And you get a fake hug, and you get a fake hug, and you get a fake hug. You all get fake hugs. My reaction to Aaron's win. Oh, my God. Aaron winning. That was just, you know what? When Aaron won tonight, head of household, I really had to sit back, and I thought to myself, are white people the superior race? Because you know God is sitting up there having some control. You know God watches Big Brother. There ain't nothing else to watch. Everywhere else it's just terrorists and, like, people dying over religious wars and shit. You know he's got Big Brother on. It's the only thing on right now. What else is he watching? Devious maids? No one likes a devious maid. They steal from you. They're devious. But no, white people are not the superior race. And if you need to be reminded, just listen to Gina Marie talk for about 2 seconds, and you'll realize that, no, white people are not and never have been the superior race. Although you could also argue that white people from Staten Island are not technically white people. Staten Island is like its own world, and they're all, like, tinged a different color because it's like a big trash heap where they take all the trash from New York and just, like, dump it in Staten Island. So I guess you could argue that that's like a whole separate breed of person, which would leave the door open for Aaron to be a superior race if you didn't think about Rachel Riley, who's a winner of Big Brother and also a terrible, terrible white person. Or, gosh, I don't know, it's really hard to think of terrible white people, isn't it, you guys? Bueller, shut up! Bueller's in there squeezing a toy, like trying to entice me, like the sound of a squeak is going to make me run to the other room. All right, Ben, come on. I'm not used to talking to myself on the internet. I do it at home a lot. B-side, are you still there? Yes, I'm still here. Foo? All right, let's text him back. Yes, still here. Come back. Okay, let's reinvite Ben, everybody. If there was a way to just pause this and save you the suffering of watching me talk to myself, I would do that, but you guys see how this technology works, don't y'all? Ben, Mandel Kerr.
Add people to this video call. Add people to this video call. Add people.
Okay, invitation posted. All right. Past midnight here in Austin, but I'm so ready for this. Yay, Adriana! Past midnight in Austin. God, it's got to be hot as ass there. Let's see. Ben is back.
I didn't know what happened there.
You did something with your effing computer. Don't ever do anything with your computer except internet. I mean, except talk on the internet one person at a time. You know what crashes. You know it crashes.
No, I did not. So on my end, everything was fine, and you froze. And I'm like, well, Ronnie will be coming back any moment now. And I'm like, so I'm just sitting here in a hangout with you frozen like this. Like, and I'm like, okay.
Some good old-fashioned internet porn. I've been growing my boobs for a reason, y'all.
Listen, there's one person that we can blame for this, Gina Marie, because I showed you Gina Marie deep-throating frozen yogurt, and I broke our show.
You broke the internet.
I'm like, I just destroyed, like the internet was like, whoa, this is over.
Yeah, that was a lot.
No more.
We know that Gina Marie's going to make a living now that she's fired from the pageant world, at least. I'm sure she's going to have some offers.
Yeah, Pinkberry.
She's so fucking stupid. I love Pinkberry. I love that when Julie showed those clips tonight and they showed her deep throating that frozen yogurt, she's like, yeah, what up, Harlem? You know what I was thinking, Jules? I was like, I gotta kept it. I was like, what?
Yeah. She's like,
what are you talking about?
She was like,
it was hot,
but it was cold.
So I was like, what? Just swallow it. Right? Am I right? Like, Jesus, how does she even order pizza? Like, the girl can't string together a goddamn sentence.
It's like a grab bag. It's like magnetic poetry that's coming out of her head of, like, phrases. She's like, yo, you know what? Like, the frozen yogurt, it was hot, but, you know, it was cold, so I thought I'd just keep eating it so it could get colder, but it was getting hotter, and I didn't know what to do, so I just ate the whole thing, and I was like, oh, my God, that.
So do you keep up with... I ask you this every week. You don't watch live feeds, but you watch After Dark, right?
I try to watch After Dark. This past week I sort of did not watch After Dark, nor did I keep up with the feeds that much. So I don't have too much
inside scoop.
So this
is straight show talk. Because Renee is asking, straight show, straight guys. What?
Yo, bro.
Vagina. Renee is saying Alyssa went batshit crazy, or she went bat poo insane the other day, not mean, just crazy. Also, Amancray, is that their name? Amancray? They need a better name than that. Sex acts getting to be daily. Around 4 a.m. this morning was a possible BB first. Amancray BJ in the HOH bathroom. Ew!
Ew. Well, it reminds me of season 10 when April and Ollie would have sex in like that one room, you know?
Yeah. Ew.
And you see, and the thing gross. Is, you see them under the covers. I used to have a video of it on my blog. See them under the covers, and you see like their foot move, and you hear like a lot of like a.
Ew, so gross. What? Okay, that.
All right, so let's go back to
this whole
show.
Thing is like fucking my brain. But I do want to know about Alyssa going crazy. Could someone please fill me in on what Alyssa did to go crazy?
Yeah, someone go to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. You'll see there's a discussion thread. Go there and fill us in.
Maybe yeah, people are telling us all kinds of shit.
So anyway, so there was the have not competition, and so basically they had to eat whichever team ate the most frozen yogurt. Or at least frozen yogurt was the have-not. So poor Andy's have-not again. And what else happened on that show? Were there any... The Alliance stuff... I don't know what?
I'd like to say something about that little Andy kid. We don't see much of him. But he's on a reality show. He's a gay guy. Okay? Now, Big Brother traditionally has the most annoying gay people on Earth as the gay people. Like, so embarrassing. And this year they didn't. They got like a normal, kind of funny, sweet, nice gay guy. He has not talked about being gay, really, I don't think. He hasn't made a sob story about it. No. He hasn't told anybody off, like fagging out on anybody. One of the biggest things is he's actually got a story that he did not make into a, like, my mom is dying of cancer sob story for the TV. And that is that he was obviously like hundreds of pounds heavier, right?
Yes, because when he was shirtless in that competition, you could see... He sort of had hanging skin.
Yeah, and I'm not even being catty. I'm just saying, like, what the hell kind of reality show contestant doesn't immediately say, like, I used to be 200 pounds heavier, and I lost all that weight, and I deserve to win this show?
Because that's
what people do.
Because he's like, this is why we like Andy, because he's like a nice guy, and he's not like ridiculous, and he doesn't like broadcast every stupid thing in his life to the masses.
That's also why the camera hates him, because they will never film him. And you know what, Andy? You're really great on Big Brother. You will never be on Chopped.
Yeah. Well, I like that he really does only one thing per week, which is he just comes in and he votes. He comes in and he's like, hi, Julie. Sadly, I vote to evict Caitlin. Bye, Julie. And then he just goes. And everyone, that's like cute. And for some reason, you're like, oh, that Andy.
Yeah, and I like that he has like one line, maybe every week, where he's just calling out the stupidity of the people around him.
I know.
You know, he'll be like, yay, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's I do love how much shit he occasionally when they allow him to talk shit in the diary room, how much shit he does talk. Like when he calls Aaron the devil, that's the best.
Yes.
I thought it was sort of funny when Caitlin was ultimately evicted and she was like, I was really most disappointed in Andy. I was like, what, Andy? I was like, what, where did that come from?
I think that I guess that's one of those things that you only see if you watch the feeds, like Andy sitting there combing her hair and telling her she's pretty or listening to her complain about, you know, how she's treated like a bowling ball by Jeremy or whatever, you know. He's like, the gay guy always just sits there and listens to the pretty girl. I mean, look at our lives. That's pretty much what I do.
I know. Look. I have like a pretty girl in the other room. She just doesn't want to come out here. She's like, I ain't coming out there for no one. I've been eating too much hot and cold frozen yogurt.
She's like, I ain't coming out there till it's about me, okay? I was gonna should have kept it like that, right? Hello, what?
She's like, yo, I don't have the time to come out there right now. I don't have the time. I've got a clock in my head.
I love that Gina Marie actually said today, you know what, you guys? I'm a nice girl with a bad accent. I was like, no one thinks you're a nice girl. Stop it. Stop it. That's not what people are thinking. She's like, I know what you was just thinking. No, you don't. You don't even know what you're thinking.
Yeah. So Sunday's show was, it was really nothing but, I think, Amanda trying to get Howard nominated. It was just like every single thing, you know, had to do with Howard. She's like, yeah, it's really hot out here today. Gosh, I probably should vote on Howard, huh?
She's like, oh, God, I'm starving. Oh, I would feel much less hungry if Howard was on a bus back home right now.
Yeah. Ugh, I slept so well, but I probably would have slept a lot better if Howard were out of this house.
What was with that? Why is she so...
Because
why is she so anti-Howard?
Here's what I think happened. You know, Howard was caught lying and was part of this alliance, and then so Amanda felt threatened by it. And so she thought Howard was going to go up on the block initially, but Helen was going to put Howard up on the block. She didn't put Howard on the block, and then I think Amanda got in her head that, like, well, this is a huge mistake. And I think she worked herself up, and then she truly began to believe, like, Howard was this number one threat and enemy in the house, and now she just has her blinders on, like, you know, like horse blinders, because she sort of looks equine sometimes. But I think that it's
I wish I had my blinders on. A one piece? Who are you?
Thanks. Who wears blinders in the Big Brother house? Are you like a horse? No offense.
I think you look like a stripper. No offense.
No offense?
Yeah. Howard to me is really wonderful because he's so nice. He's so big. We've seen his wiener. It's lovely.
Yeah.
He sticks up for the girl. And I love that he has that, like, a meathead thing where if he wants to look smart, he gets his Claire's Boutique glasses that have no lenses. You know there's no lenses.
I love those.
You know those are, like, fake smart glasses, which Jesse also wears for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just really dumb. Like, he's just not a smart person. Yeah. But he's so nice, and I just love his stupidity. It makes me laugh every single time. It's like, hey, all right, come here. I know the last alliance didn't work out, but let's start a new alliance and don't tell anybody. Oh, wait, let's tell her. Come here. Don't tell anybody. A new alliance. Okay, and if you're going to start a new alliance, don't call it the same alliance that just got busted up.
I know. It's like the new moving company.
Yeah, it's like we're like, not U-Haul, now we're Ryder, but it's still a moving company. Until we run out of moving companies, we're just going to keep reforming this terrible, terrible, terrible alliance.
I know, it's like, okay, let's name this movie Ishtar, and maybe this one will be a success.
Like, okay, this alliance is going to be called Howard the Duck. All right? Get in line. Everybody's going to be afraid of us.
What was I going to say about Howard? Yeah, some people online have been like, oh, I hate Howard, he's a liar, and yet he hides behind the Bible. I have not found that his Bible thumping has been excessive. Maybe that's just what we're seeing as viewers at home as opposed to live feed people. I don't feel like he's, like, annoyingly religious, personally.
Well, there was a montage of him. Look, what we've learned this season, if there's a montage of anything, it's gotten so bad in the house that the editors are like, fuck it, let's just make it its own segment. Yeah. Because the racism, you didn't see a thing about it until there was like an entire montage about it, right?
Yeah.
So we did get a Howard religious montage where he was like, mm-hmm. okay, now let's pray. And his praying like didn't make any sense. Like the words he was using together didn't go together. He would be like, God, I'd like to ask you for a fantastical cylindrical day. It's like, what? That's not a prayer. That doesn't know what you're saying. That's why it's not giving you what you want. Jesus. Learn the language, dude.
Oh, it's starting to sound like Aaron now.
Oh, yeah. And it's because you're black.
What you gonna do? This is my black
impersonation. What you gonna do?
I'm Aaron. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do, girl? Oh, I thought you were being Gina Marie. You want to see my black? You want the black to come out?
You're bringing the black out?
She was terrible.
You want the black to come out? She sort of like acted like a penguin when she did that. She sort of like came out with her chest. Like, you want the black to come out? You want the black? It can't stop rotating. Nick, where are you, Nick?
She's ridiculous. And just to have that haggard, like, her eyes never close the same. She's always like, every screenshot, every time I pause it and it's on her, it's like,
she always
some terrible pose.
She always looks like she just got banged in the back of an Annie Says.
So just to prove that we're not racist with Howard's terrible, terrible speaking skills, Gina Marie, that was another montage that came through,
yeah.
Which was wonderful. I mean, this was a real, the editors this year are really good.
They have so much to work with. Well, I'm telling you, I love that there's this huge cast because there's so much room for, like, idiot behavior. Plus, there's so much room for, like, more fighting because, sort of what we were getting to before, we thought, like, it seemed like things might be simmering down, but there's still so many people in the house, plus there's so many girls, too. It's just like the fights just keep on blooming,
Oh,
no
yeah.
compromisation on the casting there.
Yeah, the fights are going, the girls are staying. I think that every time you have this many girls, it's just bound to get ugly. I'm so, so happy. I hope that no more girls go home. I was actually kind of sad Caitlin went home. I mean, she does nothing, and I probably won't even remember what she looks like tomorrow, but she did, she did get behind Aaron through a lot of nasty shit, which I thought was really fun.
Yeah, I loved that, like, second or third week when they were such mean girls. Ugh, that was just, like, brilliant TV. I loved it.
So what's up with Julie just being so out there now with her feelings? Normally, Julie's very reserved, and I feel like lately she's like, so basically, everyone called you a mean girl, you're a racist, you're a slut. Anything else to add? Okay, bye! Thanks for coming on the show! Well,
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but I think that Julie, her thing is that if she doesn't reference these things, if she doesn't call out these like hated cast members, CBS is actually going to get shit for it. Like, how could you let the racist off the hook, you know?
Oh, I'm totally glad she's doing it. Like, I think it's great that she's doing it. I just wish that she had always been like that. I feel like she's just more, like, ferocious than usual this year.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love a ferocious Chen bot,
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
Just so my little I did one of these. By the way, Lisa Pierce says, Ben, every time you put that shmata on your head, you look like my mother on a religious holiday. Here's Gina Marie at a bat mitzvah. Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, hot and cold frozen yogurt. Amen.
Oh, wait, don't forget.
Why? I can't scream too loud. I've got a new downstairs neighbor, and she's like, hears every single thing, and she complains. 12 years living in L.A., never gotten a complaint about noise, but my new neighbor downstairs,
What is she complaining about? What's she saying? Is she sending you, like letters?
About my music, generally. But I feel like if I start to do a Gina Marie yelling at 11:15, like a, why? She might get mad. Oh, well.
You know what I say? Fuck it. I live in a bungalow, and you know it's like your own place. It feels like your own house, which is kind of cool, but it's not at all because the next house is like this far from your house. Like the bedrooms are like whatever. Everything's like this. You're separated by a foot. Don't be complaining about me. I have listened to you have sex. I heard when your nieces came over and were like jumping all over the place screaming. I heard when you dropped your remote control on the ground. Like, shut up. I can do whatever I want in here.
Exactly. That's what I feel like. All right. So, so now let's move on to Wednesday's show on Big Brother. And we had so the first thing I think that happened, the first significant thing that happened was that Spencer and Howard realized, you know, they're sort of on the outs. Why not align with Gina Marie and Caitlin, because they're on the outs too, which was actually a smart idea. Where they went wrong, though, is that they brought Judd into the loop. And if you ask me, obviously it turned out to be a very dumb decision. Why do you think they included Judd?
Because they're just too dumb. Nice.
They're dumb. They're dumb.
They're just too nice, and they're just fucking stupid. I mean, it's the, like, let's Spencer have a secret and tell nice. Everybody.
Spencer is not too nice, by the way. Spencer is an asshole.
Well, I've heard that. See, that's the thing. Like, for my enjoyment, I don't watch live feeds because I'm an addictive personality, and I cannot be sitting there all damn day. And I will be. I'll be like, oh, my God, Ben, did you see her? She cut her toenails and didn't even put it in the bathtub. It's on the floor. I get really upset, so I can't do that. And also, I like to be surprised, you know? So I don't watch the live feeds, but you get such a skewed image of what these people are. Like, you remember when Evil Dick was on this show? Well, he was on twice, but especially the first time. I mean, he was vile, and they showed him being, like, completely just vile, like, just gross, okay?
Right.
But then the stuff they apparently had on the live feeds was like, how is he not in prison, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand how he wasn't getting kicked out. So you really miss a lot of it by not having the live feeds.
Yeah. They can only show so much. But we have some updates that just came in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay, so Emmy says, Andy is in a secret alliance with Judd, Amanda, and McCray, and Caitlin thought he was on her side, and he was lying to everybody, and all the girls were like, he's so nice when he's scheming. He was also making fun of Howard, not racist. Okay, now Renee Warsaw says, I could not find clips from the feeds, but Alyssa Meltdown started out with her reaction to Amanda's dominatrix performance. The one-piece bathing suit was just the start. Thanks. The next day, she went off on McCray and Andy because they thought she was making fun of her religion when they were just trying to tell her to keep her voice down. It was an insane response. Then she went off-roading from her alliance to get Caitlin to fess up to being in an alliance in which Arianne overheard. Okay, so we heard that on TV. All right. So
she's basically just cracking slowly but surely.
She's crazy.
So who raised her and Rachel? I mean, is it she
Wolves.
And Rachel? No, who Wolves. Raised her and Rachel? Like, did they have parents? What was that like? Were they, like, left in front of a church when they were babies and adopted by someone who really likes Play-Doh and taught them how to, like, mutilate their faces? Like, who are these girls raised by? I want to meet them. I want them to be in a Big Brother.
They were raised by, I think, like, a Vitamix blender and a spatula. I think that's the parenting skills that are involved with these two women.
You know what? I think I just came up with a brilliant spinoff, or actually maybe just a season, but a Big Brother season where it's all the parents of the most popular players.
Ooh, you know, I love old people on reality shows.
That could be some good shit.
That would be excellent shit. Okay, so they started this alliance, and then we found out that America had voted, America as MVP, voted for Alyssa to be the third nominee.
Okay, so now, Lisa asked a good question. What is Alyssa's religion? She's Christian, right? Isn't that what they said on the show?
Yes.
That she's, like, trying to be a good Christian. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Damn Facebook!
No, so we had this MVP stuff, and it was like, oh my god, who's MVP? Who's MVP? And actually, Helen figured it out immediately. She figured out exactly how it was working, but no one else actually understood. And so Alyssa was MVP, and then everyone thought that Alyssa had actually was the MVP and was nominated herself to throw suspicion off herself, which is the dumbest thing that we've ever heard on this season.
Well, who came up with it? Caitlin. I mean, she's not the brightest bulb on the tree, you know? What if she did that?
Maybe her brain was still frozen over from too much frozen yogurt. It was hot and cold.
I was so confused.
Nick, why can't there be one temperature ice cream? Nick, why?
Okay, so it was America. So this is like the UK version, right? Because this is how they do it over there.
I guess
doesn't America vote who gets kicked off on that version?
Yeah. So since apparently, I guess, clearly since America keeps on voting out, voting for Alyssa to be MVP, Big Brother is like, okay, we gotta change this up, which is why we were actually America's MVP the second week in a row, which is, I don't mind. I like it, but I liked also that there was someone in the house who was MVP, so...
I did too. I think that added another layer to it because this way, well, I guess I still don't know that America is choosing, and it did cause some good drama this week with them all trying to figure out who it was. Nobody trusted each other. So right. I thought that part of it was really good, but I don't know. America's just kind of stupid. We got a tweet the other day that was saying, duh, America is so stupid. They didn't understand the rules, and they thought they were voting for Alyssa to be MVP, but they actually were voting for her to get on the block. And you responded, well, maybe it's just Aaron's fans that are voting for her. What do you think? Do you think that America really is stupid and they thought they were voting for Alyssa to get something good?
I think it's both. I think America is definitely stupid, and I think that Arian's fans probably... I don't think that Arian is not that she had her fans, but probably all of Alyssa's fans that paid attention probably voted for Arian, and then all those votes were discounted. So who knows? The people who don't like Rachel maybe voted in.
Oh, that's true.
I hope that this week America does not nominate Alyssa. I hope it's like someone good. I hope it's not like Gina Marie, because I want the household to be pointing fingers like... like, who nominated Spencer? You know, something like that.
I mean,
and I want them to do that. Who nominated Spencer? Maybe Amanda. If America votes for Amanda to go up, oh, wow, that would be amazing. Amazing.
Well, that is going to be amazing because the first crack she started to see in Alyssa was when the tide turned against her, right? And it was just like Rachel. You remember Rachel was so fun, and she was like a bimbo and a total moron. But, I mean, her first scene was like, I'm a chemist! And she was like in a bikini with a beaker or some shit. Like, how can you not love that, you know?
Yeah,
and so you're rooting for her, and the second it flips, it's like, grab a life vest! turn into a monster. And so it needs to turn against every one of them to see how they'll react. And watching Alyssa is great, and that's a slow, slow boil. I can't wait for that flower to bloom. Amanda is not going to be a slow boil at all.
Amanda is going to go on a witch hunt. First of all, she's going to accuse Howard of being MVP. She's like, you did this, didn't you? You did this. I also love, by the way, just fast forward, when there was the there was a little town meeting on tonight's episode, and they're like, oh, all we're missing are McCray and Amanda, and they cut to like Amanda just like mounting McCray on the bed. Like one thigh here, one thigh here, like boom, boom. It's like Stone Cold Steve Austin meets Cinemax meets Long Island.
That poor guy. I mean, I've seen whipped guys, but that guy is just like a slave. Like, he's, you know, poor thing.
He's going to be destroyed. So anyway, so then we have the veto competition, and Alyssa won. She took herself off the block, right? Am I missing anything so far? She took herself off the block. And Judd had to go.
Yes, you are missing something, because that dumbass, in order to take herself off of the block, she had to take a card that says she will not be playing next week at all in the veto. Yeah. She's not allowed to play in the veto.
Oh, she's really screwed this week.
She's screwed. And now she's acting like a damn fool. So she's going to get put on the block because Aaron is head of household. So she's going to be on the block. And I think that people are going to get rid of her.
I think they will, actually. I think this actually... She escaped a lot, but unless Helen wins, I think she's done. I think she's totally
Well, but
done.
She even kind of screwed over Helen because she went and told Caitlin their big plan. Well,
we'll get to that in a moment. So
Mom forgives, but she does not forget.
No, she does not. So Power Vita, poor Judd gets locked in a room for 24 hours with the buzzer going off every 9 minutes. That's just, like, cruel. Like, at a certain point, I mean, Big Brother, like, come on, you don't be that mean.
Yeah.
It wasn't even funny. I just felt bad for the guy.
Say it again. I was reading the Facebook.
No, Judd just being in, like, a snooze alarm.
Judd, I just feel like, God bless it. You know, they can't rig something like that we saw, because they were, like, digging through the mud. Wasn't that the one where they were digging through the mud for shit? So they were digging through the mud. So obviously that one was not rigged. You know, I think a lot of these are rigged. But I do think that it was like an attempt to just make him do something. I mean, Jesus Christ, that guy is so lame.
He's really lame.
And he's so stupid. He should be like the perfect combination of like stupid and cute. But he's just like, we're at home. We found frogs and we cut the legs off for dinner.
Do you serve them hot or cold or both?
Nah. You want to see my frog come out?
You want to see my frog? Oh no, it's happening again. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, I'm back.
So poor Judd. So Judd's really talking like he wants to play a big game. Judd, you put up the most hated people in the house. You made no decision on your own. That was really not much of a game, babe.
No, that was actually a classic floater head of household week for him. And then, so then ultimately, Alyssa took herself off and Gina Marie went up instead. So here's the best part. This is what we missed. Alyssa is nominated for the MVP nomination. And she's so pissed, and she's, like, doing the dishes, and Gina Marie comes up and is like, hey, feel better. He's like, feel better, toots, feel better. And she, and Alyssa's just like, could you just stop?
Could you just stop?
Stop. Like, stop it. Like, can you just go away? Thanks. Stop. I'm not obsessed with you. Could you go?
Yes, I'm not obsessed.
I'm not obsessed. And, like, even though Gina Marie is the biggest idiot and she's even racist or whatever, I actually felt genuinely bad for her because she just was coming over. And this girl just – this is another seed of Alyssa's bitchiness coming out. She's like, let's just stop it. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, Gina Marie
– stop it.
I will say this. There's a weird part of me that sort of likes Gina Marie. There's, like, some sort of, like, stupid, wide-eyed innocence about her. Like, yes, wildly racist, wildly stupid, disgusting, stage 5 clinger – perhaps a stalker, but a little sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, you know,
like a little bit.
One of the best things about Big Brother to me is their contestant choosing, because they're not like, I feel like a lot of shows, you know,
I like their contestant choosing.
Well, we're talking about Gina Marie.
Yeah.
But I really like how they cast, because they really do go for, like, the lowest common denominator. It's like, who's at home watching this 3 nights a week? People who ain't doing nothing, like us.
Yeah.
They're just basically coming. They're just basically, like, knocking on doors. A lot of these things are just cast in Hollywood. Like, I know a guy who was supposed to be on Survivor, and he was a shirtless model in front of Abercrombie. And someone just came up to him and was like, you want to be on Survivor? I'm a casting director. Like, that's how that show's cast. This one, they, like, knock on trailer doors, and they're like, anybody need $500,000? I'm like, what I gotta do? And that's what makes it fun. Like, Project Runway just started last week, and I was just getting caught up on that, because that show, it's like you never know if that's going to be good or terrible. Yeah. But this one, they finally figured it out. They just picked the poorest, gayest, crazy people they could find. Normally, they it's like some of them are classy. These are all homeless people. Like, you could smell them from the couch. They're just poor, and they're going to fuck. There's, like, a drag queen who wears a shawl and, like, big red hair, and he just wants hairspray. Like, he doesn't even care. He doesn't need the sewing machine. He doesn't need the MacBook or whatever they give, the HP Envy or whatever they give him. He just wants, like, hairspray and a new pashmina, you know? So, anyway, yay, Big Brother for white trash.
Yeah. So, poor Gina Marie. Poor Gina Marie bore the brunt of Alyssa's wrath there for a moment.
I'll swear on the Bible. I'll swear on the Bible. Please don't. That's tacky.
But isn't that how you get a bully every single time? Because Gina Marie, like, just to your point that she's actually nice, the reason I kind of agree with that is because really the racist stuff that she was saying, like, you want me to bring the black out and all that, like, yeah, that's ghetto, but it's also kind of Staten Island. Sorry, Staten Island.
Well,
I live there, I can say that.
Unfortunately, I wish it were just as simple as that, but Gina Marie actually, she dropped the N-word in a really nasty way.
She did? Oh, wait, but don't tell me that yet, because I want to make my other point first, so okay. It just doesn't stop at that. But I think in that particular instance, she was just blindly sticking up for her idiot girlfriend. It's like, girls have this thing where once they click, that's it. I mean, they will go to war over the dumbest things against other people just because one of them got mad at somebody else, and so they'll all go after that other person. So I think she was kind of being sweet in a way. She was just trying to be a loyal friend with her racism, you guys.
Well, unfortunately for you, Ronnie, she was caught on camera talking about, I think it was that Candace and Howard are sticking together. It's like N-word insurance.
Wow.
Meanwhile, we also forgot to mention, sorry, you're just like...
I just forgot about that one, because I remember that, and I'm horrified that I could just forgive that. I think that's what watching reality TV does. It's like, you can just forgive everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. George Zimmerman, but that's over. That was last season. Who cares? Give him a job.
Some sort of contraption just floated into your screen right there. It looks like it's got like some sort of a sponge on it.
Yes.
And there's your dog. My and your dog. And
ghetto
your
dog's Mike. Back there. Bueller! Hi, Bueller. That's Bueller. Is he so cute? Is he distracting you? I can move the camera.
No. I think he's adorable.
Bueller, you're so cute. I love your long body, Bueller. Oh, my God.
You know, we also didn't mention that Aaron got into a fight with Caitlin and Gina Marie. Aaron was like, guys, I think Jed wants to put up a girl this week. And Gina Marie was like, what? No. I don't know. That's not the way we can go about it.
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
I don't like the way you're talking to me. No. He's going to put up a girl. I don't know. We don't know what's going to do. I don't know.
Why are you talking to me like that? I don't appreciate that.
Like how I have Gina Marie on a cell phone, even though they don't have cell phones. But then her mind.
What's she doing?
I think she was just like picking her nails. She was just like, no, well, it's not gonna happen. No, well, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a compromisation. I don't know.
But stupid Aaron. I don't like how you're talking to me. What are you talking to me like that for? What is your problem? What? Why? Huh?
I feel like I'm being discriminated against for being pretty again.
We're in the minority. And I love that they showed her saying that she's in the she's a minority like three more times.
Editors. I know, they're great. So anyway, okay, so now we are up to tonight's episode. And I was surprised. I did not think that there'd be so much drama, but it was like a full-on, like, good drama. So basically, I think where it began was that Judd, being the Weasley floater, is people love Judd, but he is totally like he has no backbone. And he decided to out his new alliance with Howard and Caitlin and all of them. And he told, who did he tell? Was it Helen and Amanda? I don't know. He told some people on the couches there. Do you remember who he told?
No.
Either way, he outed it. He outed the alliance because they were debating, do we get rid of Arian or do we get rid of Caitlin?
Oh, he was telling Helen and... I don't know. It's just the regular crew. Like, I start, like, once they're in a team, I'm just like, I get bored.
Yeah.
Like, once people really show some solidarity, I'm like, whatever. You're good people. Shut up. I'm not listening.
Yeah, exactly. So then they're like, oh my God, Caitlin is more of a threat than we realized because she's smart and she's been working with, you know, the other side of the house. And on top of that...
Meanwhile, how Caitlin's real smart thing went down was they were like, hey, come here, girl. You want to be in our club? And she's like, okay. Yeah, she's a real fucking mastermind, that one.
I know. Exactly. Meanwhile, Erin had been doing her best to take things, to get the heat off of her. She was doing a smear campaign against Caitlin. And then she tells Helen, she's like, okay, if you save me, I will do anything. I won't, like, win HOH. I won't nominate anyone, blah, 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 blah. It was, like, the fakest, worst deal that could not be backed up by anything. And Helen's like, well, this is an interesting deal. It changes everything a little bit now. I'm like, Helen, what are you talking about? It's like such classic BS. Like, if you save me, I won't put you up for the next 2 weeks. Like,
oh, no, I know. Okay, so that brings us back to Facebook, which is really active today. Love it, even though Ben is probably hating me for staring at it so much when he's
no,
talking.
No, I love it.
I'm like, no, no, I'm totally listening to you. I'm totally hearing you. One thing is, Lisa... Bup, bup, bup. Let me start with Lisa Pierce. She wanted us to bring up that, God, there's just so much. There's so much where she wanted to bring up that Erin said, without my face, I'm useless, which, okay, yes, and that's so true. And at least she has the, what am I trying to say? Self-awareness to know that. So a couple of updates. Candace is also a stage 5 clinger on Howard. Okay, that's going to be fun watching her turn into a stalker. And Renee, where's Renee? They asked the diary room if it was possible to nominate yourself, and they said yes, it was possible. So everyone spent the whole week thinking Alyssa nominated herself. And then Renee has another one. After the show tonight, Helen immediately got with Erin to reinforce Erin's promise to let Helen and Alyssa pick HOH nominees. So Helen is, like, so stupid. Meanwhile, Alyssa is wailing like Gina Marie that she is going on the block and can't play POV. Amanda is pushing for Howard or Candace to go up. What is with her, Amanda? Jesus! Jesse literally scissored Erin. Not sure why. And all hell has broken out for who will be the nominees.
That's great. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if Erin went after Amanda and McCray, honestly. Or maybe she'll go after, like, Amanda and Alyssa. If she were smart, she'd put up Amanda and Alyssa. Alyssa, because she cannot play for Vito, and also because she knows that Alyssa hates her. And Amanda, because Amanda's running the show.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I don't know. Erin's not really known for her brains, but I think that if... She knows that Alyssa wants her out, but she also knows that Alyssa's always like one step from being out anyway. So I think you're right. Yeah. I think it would be kind of a waste for her to use it on that. And they say Big Brother expect the unexpected. But this season it really has been. I mean, every week whoever's gone home, I wasn't expecting them to go home.
Yeah, I was not. I thought tonight was gonna be Erin's moment for sure. So okay, so anyway, Judd tells about the moving company 2.0. And then Helen goes, and she tells Amanda and Alyssa in the storage room, she's like, okay, there's this other alliance. We have to blindside Caitlin. Don't tell a single person. But herein lies the rub, because Alyssa has her own agenda, which is she wants to get Erin out, because she and Erin hate each other. And so Alyssa doesn't give a fuck about this other alliance. She's like, I want to get Erin out as soon as possible. So she goes up to Caitlin in the kitchen, and she's like, hey, thanks for doing the dishes. Have you heard this rumor that I'm obsessed with? It's about... this rumor is about how you are working with Howard and Spencer. And so Caitlin's like, what? No, of course not. And then Alyssa's like, well, someone's been spreading that rumor. I think it's Erin. So then that's when all hell goes loose, because, of course, Erin hears the entire thing, which is just perfect. That's perfect, Big Brother. And Erin goes to Helen, right? And Erin says, why did Alyssa just tell this to Caitlin? So Helen's
I love that Erin treats Alyssa like she's the maid. Like, everything she wants done, she asks somebody else to tell her. She's like, will you please tell Lola that when she cleans the bathroom, she needs to get under the seat as well, because I'm not an idiot. I lift the seat, and I can see that there's pee on it. So, thanks. Tell her that. And tell me what she says. And not in Spanish, because I'm not going to find that amusing. Text me.
No hablo Spanish.
Yeah.
So then Helen goes and confronts Alyssa and is like, did you tell this to Caitlin? And Alyssa's like, No, I absolutely did not say anything, but thanks for asking. So it's just like, so then Alyssa is like full on lying at that point. And then they bring in Caitlin, and Caitlin's like, no, I'm not in line. So then Caitlin's lying. And then like everyone is suddenly just like lying in this room. And then they're like, well, let's bring in everyone. So then all of a sudden we have this little house meeting that's going on. And it's like, well, Alyssa, who told you about this? She's like, well, I'm not going to say. It was like the least honest house meeting of all time. And then somehow, you know, Alyssa and Aaron started getting into it. They started fighting again because Aaron was actually being truthful in that moment and was like, why are you starting shit about
me?
But
again, it's like dumb girls fighting. Okay, who do you want to be, Alyssa or Aaron?
I'll be Alyssa.
Okay. Alyssa, I just don't understand why you're talking about me.
I'm not talking about
you.
Yes,
you are, but you are.
There's a big difference about talking about you and talking to you, and I'm not talking to you or about you.
But you're talking about, I'm so sick of it. Whatever. Why? Why are you doing that?
Well, I'm not, but thanks for asking, because it's nice that you take an interest in why I'm talking about things, but I wasn't talking about you at all, and you should hear the full story. You should ask me about what I'm talking about you about before you go and talk about me talking about you to other people.
You lie more than a Mexican thanks. On a job application.
Actually, I don't lie at all. You're the one who lies. Thanks. No offense.
Well... tell whoever's social security number you stole, I said, sorry. Aaron is just so stupid, and that fight was just like two dumb girls going, uh-uh, you did. Nuh-uh, you did. Nuh-uh,
exactly.
You did. Nuh-uh, you did.
Well, that's what I love about this season, which is that, like, okay, we got rid of Jeremy, and like, their awful alliance has crumbled. But now we come on to the next phase of conflict, which is going to be the crystallization, or further crystallization, of... Alyssa and Aaron, and by the way, have you noticed that Alyssa and Aaron, neither of their names are spelled the way they sound? It's like you have Aaron and Elisa, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're not actually pronounced that way.
Yeah.
Just a thought for people to think about, because I know.
Yeah,
really fascinating.
My sister did that. That's like a new kind of boring white person trend that's going on. It's like name your baby something kind of normal, but spell it really weird. It's like that's what my sister's doing, and the phone it's like autocorrecting. She's like, why are you misspelling their names? I'm like, it's not. It's autocorrect. You're misspelling their names. Do you understand? It's not me. I don't know how to spell your damn kids' names.
So ultimately, Caitlin was voted out, right?
Yeah.
And then she goes and she meets with Julie, and Julie's like, you know, just so you know, America thought you and Gina Marie and Aaron were mean girls. And Caitlin's like, what?
And she's totally shocked. She's like, what? Come on, guys!
Guys, you guys are such losers, like those losers in high school. Oh my god, I'm not a mean girl, but you guys seriously never talk to me. I'm too pretty for all of you fat people in the audience.
Well, what's up with her? Well, I'd be with her on that. Big Brother has this knack for getting some of the homeliest audience members.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when Oprah made people dress up and everyone was like, how dare she? And Oprah was like, no, you have to have a shirt and you have to fit in a seat. And you have to, like, comb your hair. And people were like, how dare she? Nice trend, Oprah.
Yeah, Big Brother,
not so much. Yeah, different channel.
Yeah. So Caitlin is shocked that she was a mean girl. And then I loved when Julie was like, so are you going to meet up with Jeremy? She's like, I'm sure someday. It's just like, well, she's like, so you're going to Vegas? Is Jeremy to come too? She's like, well, you know, he can do what he wants to do. I don't really.
Yeah, she is not like, she turned out to be the player in that relationship. Because he's like, oh my God, I'm totally going to marry her. I love her. She's so beautiful. She's like,
She's like, no. She's like I'm super.
Backing away.
She's like, I'm super famous now, so I'm going to go try to date Taylor Kitsch.
Oh my God. So what, are there any like people from Big Brother who got kicked off in the beginning, like these losers, who actually became anything other than sad? No, right?
No, they just were sad.
No, they're just always sad.
Let's see. So then she's voted off, and then we had a head of household, and Aaron won head of household. I have to say, I was secretly happy, because even though I hate Aaron, it's always good to keep the villain in the house as long as possible.
Yeah, there are so many crazies in this house that need to stay. Alyssa, like I said, it's way too early to see that crazy go. Aaron is causing so much crap. Love her. Gina Marie, I hope she just falls in love with any penis around and sobs when they get kicked off. I mean, there's just so many great characters.
Yeah.
I love how this is a point where all the ones you haven't seen yet suddenly start coming through because there's no one else to show, so we get to start seeing other people's crazy. Yeah. I'm kind of rooting for Andy to turn into a terrible homosexual at this point just so I can laugh.
I think we're going to start seeing more of Jesse soon. I think, you know, Jesse has been, on any other cast, Jesse would have been the star annoying person. Annoying, clingy, bitchy, all that stuff. But she's been outshined by all these other people. But I think we're going to start, I think she's going to step into her own right now. I think we're going to see some good conflict, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, when Jessie's, one of her first things that she said this season was, other girls hate me because I'm so pretty. They're, like, so jealous. Like, they notoriously hate me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to love her. Yeah. And she hasn't really done anything but eat.
Yeah, exactly. She's trying to make herself be more approachable for other women. So she's like, I've got to put on some fat.
I guess so. It just makes me think of the preview of the first season of The L World when Laura Linney says, you can't be fat and miserable. Like, no, you can't be fat and mean. Yeah. You know, if you're going to be fat, you have to be nice. Yeah. Okay, so getting ready for next week, who do you think is going to be put up? Let's make our bets.
Alyssa. And I think Alyssa and Amanda, I think actually could, I think that's what it could be. I think it would be Alyssa and Amanda. I think that I don't think she's going to put up Helen because she seems to have had some sort of mild bonding with Helen. Or she might be vindictive and put up Judd. But I think it'll be Alyssa and Amanda. I think she's going to want to break up Amanda and McCray. I can see that happening.
Okay, I'm going to say that she's going to put up Howard and Candace just because those are the most obvious racist choices.
Yeah, that's true. What am I thinking?
But she was called out for being a racist, so she probably won't do that, but I don't know. I like when someone really just sticks to their character traits, no matter what.
It would, you know, she might put up Howard and Candace and say, well, you know, you guys are like a duo, and Howard, you're powerful. But I think she's going to put up Alyssa because Alyssa is obviously gunning for her. I mean, it would make sense for her to put up Alyssa.
Well, we actually haven't even talked about Candace and Howard. What do you think about that? They're like a couple now? They're doing it, or what?
Yeah, they're like a couple. Candace does really nothing in the show. She's another one who, you know, she had her moment, but we're going to see a lot more of Candace, I'm sure. A lot more interesting stuff from her. She could bring the blackout, as Gina Marie would say.
You want me to bring the blackout? You want me to bring the blackout?
Hey, Nick, want me to bring the Staten Island out? Want me to bring the boobs out, Nick? Hey, Nick, they're coming out. They're coming out. Nick! Doesn't even make sense.
Oh, poor Gina Marie. I cannot wait till she comes out. The first eviction episode of this season, the audience was like reacting. When people were placing their votes, the audience was like, ear or boo, and they put the kibosh on that halfway through. And it kind of upsets me because I love in the UK when they get kicked out and they come out and people boo them.
Yeah.
I was watching this. I've only seen one season. It was a Celebrity Big Brother over there, and Tara Reid was on it. And over there, you don't play like over here. Here, you're scheming against each other. You're trying to trick people into being on your team and getting people. There, you're just living in a house, and the country is voting. So it's not the same. You don't have to scheme. You just basically have to not get hated by the country, right? Well, stupid Tara Reid's like, that girl, let's get that girl kicked off. I don't believe in her. I don't like what she's up to. And the Brits were like, And when she came off of that show, she got booed so hard. I mean, everybody booed her. And she was like, and the host was like, so, you know, it's all right. She's like, they're booing me. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, well, I really don't appreciate how you guys edited me. she hadn't even seen the show, but she was already blaming the editing. Love it.
Well, also, the Big Brother over there is, like, so malicious. The episode that I saw was when Spencer and Heidi were on, and there was this woman who was on, they're all celebrities, and she was some British celebrity, and she wanted a letter from home so badly, so badly. And then they were all given letters from home. But then, and then someone was called and it was like, please select a number of priority, whatever. So someone goes in there and it's like, okay, well, this woman, she's number one. She wants to read her letter first, so we're going to put her number one. And they go all the way down and they put Spencer and Heidi at the bottom of the list. And then they go, congratulations. You have selected the order in which the letters will be destroyed. it was like, you have to like, it was like each person has to complete a task. And if they don't, then a letter, another letter will be destroyed. And so Heidi and Spencer, it was like, they asked them to like not hang out in the same room. And they're like, no, we want to be in the same room. And they're like, all right, then a letter has to be destroyed. And and they destroyed this poor woman's letter that she wanted to read so badly. It was amazing.
Those letters from home always crack me up, because I imagine what mine would be like. Mine would be like, you owe us money,
yeah,
Mom.
Mine would be like, why are you on this show? What are you doing with your life? The famous quote I always tell people is that one time I was watching Jersey Shore, and I was forcing my mom to watch it, and my dad walked in, and my mom just turned to my dad and goes, our son has declined. Like, that's it. I'm like, yes, Mom, I have.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad world. My mom watches, like, serial killer shows, though. Like, that's how she goes to sleep. She turns on shows where, like, people are getting murdered and screaming and stuff. So, whatever. I'll stick with the Housewives. At least their screaming is entertaining. They're not getting dismembered.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's wrap this bullshit. Yeah, nice. So, our parents hate us. The end.
The end. All right, well, another fun time. Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching. Thank you to all the people on Joker's Updates who've been supporting our show. We definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. And also, thanks for everybody on Facebook for coming out to play. Renee, Emmy, Lisa, Mandalette. You know who you are. There's like 10 of you on there right now. So thank you guys for coming out. We are also on a new YouTube page right now. So if you're watching this not live, sorry to change that up on you, but subscribe. It's youtube.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can find me, Ronnie, at Trash Talk TV, or on Twitter at Trash Tweet TV, or on Instagram at Trash Talk TV. And you can find Ben on Twitter at B-Side Blog, or his, actually all of the social media things.
Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Everyone, please follow me. I want more followers. It makes me feel happy.
Followers.
Thanks.
And you can find Ben's recaps of Big Brother and The Housewives. You can find my videos of the same things on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay, there's a lot of content there, a lot of people talking every day, so come on by. And we will be back next Thursday live at 10:30 Pacific time. Okay, and Matt will be back with us.
Hopefully. Yay.
Okay, everybody, thanks so much. See you later.
Bye.
To the insurance company that did me wrong. I've moved on and I'm happily insured with another. Bless your pea-picking heart. It was just never meant to be betwixt us. You gave me automobile insurance apprehension. And GEICO has come along and in just 15 minutes given me new car insurance and made me as jubilant as a newborn lamb in springtime. And Paw has given GEICO his approval. That's one thing you never had. Joyful with another. Clara May in Columbia.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.